Congratulations on the game to win. Game one just kind of got away from you guys, but it's good to see your team bounce back. And you kind of had the feeling down 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Kind of sometimes when you lose like that, the big in the first game, you got to think, oh, no, here we go again. But your team responded well with two runs to tie it up and then took over in that third inning.
Yeah, it was nice to come back out in game two and play well. And you know, that some of that really started in game one, about the fifth inning. You know, we weren't really shutting it down for game one, but we talked there in the dugout about, you know, let's try and build some momentum, score some runs, try and extend game one if we can, but also get that momentum going for game two. You know, I was glad we were able to put up a couple runs late there in game one. Almost had an opportunity to stretch it out to another inning and came up one run short of getting to play a couple extra. But, you know, we got some runners on and got the sticks going, and then that kind of that bled over a little bit into game two early and, like I said, tied up and then, you know, went on from there. And we had some key hits that kind of opened that up for us in game two.
Kind of looking back at game one, you guys are right there, had the lead early on, and just that big third inning, and it just kind of looked like the situation with both of your pitchers in that first game. Just could not get out of any jams in those 3-2 counts, got behind, but worked himself back into a full count. Just couldn't get the timely out on those 3-2 counts.
Yeah, no, and, you know, those led to a couple walks, and there in that big, when Ulysses had that big inning, we were at two outs and gave up. They scored 5 or 6 runs, I think, with two outs, and we had some opportunities to shut that inning down, and we couldn't seal the lid on it. So, you know, it kind of got away from us, but, You know, Brady starting game one, he pitched well, and then he started getting a little tired, but it was good to see him pitch well and have control early, and he was doing excellent in the first two and a half, three innings. So overall, I thought, you know, besides the one inning where we had errors and walks, that, you know, we played pretty good in game one, and in game two we played a lot better.
I thought you guys did a better job of cleaning up some of your mistakes there in game two. And you had some good pitching along the way as well, putting out two freshmen on the mound in both those games there to start off. And, you know, first time that I believe that you had Kevin Serrano there pitching in varsity, and he really did pretty good there. Got a little rattled there at the end, but overall that was good for him to make that debut like that.
Yeah, you know, it was a nice outing by him. It is his first opportunity to pitch varsity this year, and you know, he's kind of he throws a little lighter, and that's hard to hit sometimes. It gets a lot of pop fly outs. It kept our outfielders pretty busy there for a couple innings, and you know, I think just towards the end there, he just got a little tired. You know, his first outing of the year, and he was getting close to about 50 pitches or so. So I just think it wore on him a little bit, and you know, we would have liked to finish that one up in the fifth or the sixth with a couple extra runs. But, you know, he pitched really well, and Harrison pitched it. He started off the game and pitched lights out as well. So, you know, going freshman in game two, it was interesting. We didn't know, you know, when Serrano came in, how long we could let him go. And, you know, we had some alternate plans possibly, but it would have been a lot of the guys that we saw in game one as well. So we're getting – to the end of the line there of what we've got for a bullpen right now.
But it's good to know that he can come in and pitch like that. I thought the offense was a lot better in the second game, and I thought Kevin Herman had a good offensive game the second game, among others there as well. You know, with that second game, he had a couple of hits, drove in three runs, and Easton Lohr came in pitch hits, and it was only his second bat of his varsity career, and he had a 2 RBI hit, and that was good to see. And you know, just consistency as well from your top part of your lineup with your experienced batters as well.
Yeah, but huge pinch hit there. You know, scored some runs on it, and you know, he got over and had some. He did a nice job running the bases after that hit. So it was nice offensive output, and you know, top to bottom, we didn't have too many holes in game two in our lineup. So it hit into some contact outs, but for the most part, they hard hit balls. And Ulysses made some plays on him as well. They had some nice plays.
You get a split, you get a league win in the process, snap the losing streak, and now you have two more home games left in the season, Friday against Hugoton, and an opportunity to hopefully get a couple wins on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be nice playing at home again, and we'll be ready to go. A couple days of practice and hopefully some more nice weather, and we'll be out there taking out Hugoton.
Coach David Erks joining us here post-game. Beaver splitting the doubleheader, winning game two, 10-5. Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and talk to you later on this week.
All right, thank you.